And that'll put the brakes on yet another commercial-free ride of continuous rock classics. Foreigner there, and Hot-Blooded. Steve Miller Band 2 and Jet Airliner. And one you don't hear that often, but every once in a while we'll still toss it in. Head East and Never Been Any Reason. My name's Bill Robert. Thanks for joining us today. And if you want to join us live and in person, we're going to be live at Funny Bones Cafe on Main Street in Webster this coming Monday night. Now, you know I'm usually there as host of the Friday Night Joke-Off. Well, Monday night we're having a live broadcast there. It gets underway at 8. We'll have food. We'll have prizes. We'll have all kinds of fun. It's this Monday night, 8 o'clock, Funny Bones Cafe, 194 Main Street in Webster. Join us live on Worcester County's new home for rock classics, 98.9 The Bus. 98.9 The Bus. Van Halen there, and Hot for Teacher. Okay, I know. I can't sing worth a damn. That's why I became a disc jockey. Anyway, coming up in just a few minutes, we've got a traffic report. In fact, you know something? Look out the window right now, okay? See all the snow? See all this winter crap? I don't even think we need the traffic report because, you know, I can give this to you right now, okay? Here's your traffic situation for the greater Worcester area right now. We've got packed powder on 290. All trails are open on 146 and about 3 inches of base on Route 190. Happy motoring! Just kidding, folks. Just kidding. We'll have traffic for you in just a few minutes. But first, this is The Who, and who the bleep are you? On Worcester County's new home for rock classics, 98.9 The Bus. That's it. Gotta wait for the gong to fade out there. Finishing up another commercial-free ride of continuous rock classics, that was Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody. AC/DC, too, talking about navigating our way through a ride down the highway to hell, Journey, and any way you want it. Still to come, we've got more great music for you. Stick around here on The Bus. First, though, this note, I saw this in the tabloids the other day, and normally, I mean, I only like to read the tabloids because I want to find out whether or not Elvis married Kathy Lee or not. But this is a story that bears mentioning. I can't leave this one alone here. There was this big annual celebration in Taiwan recently, okay? And as part of this celebration, it was a big countrywide celebration, they decided they were going to try to set a world record for the world's largest ever tug-of-war game, okay? Now, what made this worthy of a world record? 1,600 participants. We're talking 800 people on either side of the little flag thing in the middle of the rope there. So here we go. You've got 800 people lined up on either side. And a few of the rocket scientists in the mix decided to get a little better grip. And what they did was rather than just grabbing the rope, they actually wrapped their arm around and kind of intertwined it. Well, it sounded like a good plan until the damn rope broke. What happened was these guys, their arms were basically caught up in the rope, and they've still got mostly 800 people pulling behind them. Needless to say, the force was considerable and ripped their arms off clean, right below the shoulder. Ugh! Yeah, well, that's what you get for being intelligent, folks. Now, here's the kicker, okay? Here's the funny part about the whole story, the irony here. The celebration that was going on in Taiwan was to mark the anniversary of the end of Japanese colonial rule in Taiwan. Talk about a farewell to arms.